Vayitza Yaakov Nebel Sheva Vayilach Chorono. So Rashi brings down the famous Chazal, the Yaakov Avinu, when he left Be'er Sheva, it made an impact. That's the redundancy of the Pasuk. Instead of the Pasuk saying Vayilach Chorono, Pasuk says Vayitza Yaakov Vayilach. So it's coming to tell you that Rashi says Yeshiva Sadik Be'ir Oysu Reishim. Bizman Dinigal explains Shebizman Shatzadik Be'ir Uhoido Uziva Uhadora. And then when the Tzadik leaves, Pono Ziva Pono Hadora. That's what Rashi says. So obviously when you see this Rashi, the first thing that hits you, first of all, it seems to be elementary. Of course. Who wouldn't say that without Rashi? The Tzadik's in the city. Zuri Ziva, Zuri Adora, of course. When he leaves, the whole idea that Rashi's saying. First of all, the first part of Rashi is simple. Second of all, the second part of Rashi is even more simple. Meaning, once you're telling me that when a tzaddik is in the city, Zuri Ziva, Zuri Adora, obviously if the tzaddik leaves, so there is no, the Ziva leaves. Right? Both are elementary. And furthermore, and I think perhaps which is the most difficult aspect, is the fact that why is the Torah waking up now to tell me this concept? We learned about Adam HaRishon, we learned about Noach, we learned Avraham, we learned about Yitzchok. They traveled also. And by them it doesn't say that when a tzaddik leaves a city, when he's in the city, it's the glory. When he leaves the city, the glory goes away. Obviously, it must be so elementary, we all understood that on our own. So why did Torah have to go and say it over here? So there are some practical pshatim that want to say that Yaakov Avinu was the first one who left the city and left Tzadikim in the city. He left Yitzchok Avinu. So Yitzchok was still in the city. So one may think that so long that there's a Tzadik in the city, when Avram left, of course, it was Pashut. No more, he didn't leave anybody. When Yitzchak left, he left nothing there. So of course, it was Pana Ziva, Pana Adar, went away to glory. But Yaakov, he left. And Rashi is coming to say that even if you have many tzaddikim, each tzaddik has his own glory and his own beauty that he gives to the city. And when that tzaddik leaves, that specific glory is taken away. That's how some want to live. Yaakov Avinu now, it says he reached the place, Vayivga b'mokom. So the Gemara explains in Maseches Chulin, on Daf Tzadi Aleph, it's not exactly the way the events took place. Yaakov first left, he went, and then Kadmoti L'cholam, he realized that he passed Beis Kel. He realized he passed the Mokom HaMikdosh, and he decided he should go back. So he went back. When he started going back, the Rebbeinu Shlom created a Kfitzas HaDerech. The Rebbeinu Shlom created a Kfitzas HaDerech so that the Beis Kel came to him. So though he was going to Beis Kel came to him. So this was a very planned trip. This is a trip that Yaakov Avinu was already in Choron, came back for. Because he realized the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. He said, how could I have gone? The Rebbeinu Shlom, on the same level, Kvayachol, the Rebbeinu Shlom feels the specialness about Yaakov Avinu coming. And for that, the Rebbeinu Shlom does several nisim. Number one, Kvitzas HaMokom. He brings the land to him. He brings the Mokom HaMikdash to Yaakov Avinu, which alone is an unbelievable thing. Secondly, the Rebbeinu Shlom says, the Gemara brings down in Meseches Chulin over there, the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Efshir Tzadik Bol Abeis Meloini, is a Tzadik going to come to my home? If he Yiftar Baloi Lina, he's going to leave without going to sleep here? The Rebbeinu Shlom says he has to stay here overnight. He must stay here overnight. And the Rebbeinu Shlom therefore made the sun go down early. So he brought Yaakov there quicker. And then at the same token, he made the sun go down early. Also, Yaakov Avinu should stay there. That's the Chazal. Right away, we have the same question. Avraham was in this place. Yitzchak was in this place. The Rebbe Hashem never said a tzaddik came to my hotel and he should go without Lina. I should let him leave without sleeping over. Why is Yaakov privileged? Yaakov is the first tzaddik that Hashem says, that at least that we find in Chazal, that Hashem says, I can't have a tzaddik come to Beis Maloini and he should leave without sleeping over. Avram, the Rebbe Hashem had no problem with Avram coming for a quick couple hours. And Yitzchok. But Yaakov Avinu, tzaddik zeh, he can't come to my hotel without staying overnight. If I was Avram Yitzchak, I would be insulted. Avram ain't klenikait. Avram did an akedus Yitzchok here. But it's okay, he can leave. And Yaakov Avinu Taka came for a gishmak, came for went to sleep. Moshe says, Yiftar b'loy lina, can't be goes without sleeping. So all these things are difficult. Then, the climax of all the difficulties is Yaakov Avinu goes to sleep. He sleeps here. And while he's sleeping, he has a dream. The dream he has, Mamalach Elokim Olam V'yodim Bo, according to the Baal HaTurim, according to the Midrash, this was actually Maamar Har Sinai. When Hashem told him, Anochi, Hinei Anochi Imach, and even originally he says, Hinei Hashem Nitzal, Hinei Hashem, this is all the Anochi of the first Dibra in Matan Torah. So Yaakov Avinu got a mini Kabbal Zatech. Yaakov Avinu, B'kitzah Maisa, we didn't even get into the parasha yet, right? Yaakov Avinu is getting more covered than all the others put together. It's unbelievable. Kovtzei Lavare, Tzadik Zebel Beis Meloini, Vayetze Yaakov Pono Ziva Pono Hadora. It's unbelievable. Yaakov Avinu wakes up. The dream is not so strange. He came to this very special place. The earth flew to him. He has a spiritual dream. What do you think? What do you dream about in such a thing? A golf course. When you're basically, what do you think you have in your dreams? Bermuda. Your vacation in Bermuda. What are you going to dream about over here? You dream of it. You dream the Sulam. It's not a chiddush about this dream. The dream is possible. I just told my wife recently, it's interesting, when we go to Eretz Yisrael, so I find that even the dreams over there are different. While you're sleeping, you think about different things while you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you're there the whole year, you get used to it. But when you go for a week, even while you're sleeping, you think a little differently. So Yaakov Avinu comes to Beis Kel. So he has a dream that passed for Beis Kel. Shechina, the Malachim. Everything is normal, as expected. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosai, Yaakov gets up, and he says it's unbelievable. Hashem is here, and I didn't know, says Rashi, Ilu Yadati Lo Yashanti. If I would have known I'm in such a Mokum Kodesh, I wouldn't have gone to sleep. Gone to sleep? What are you talking about? You wouldn't have gone to sleep. You knew where you were coming. You were already in Choron. You came all the way back here because you said, how could I have not stopped in Beis Kel, such a holy place? So you make the trip back to Beis Kel. The Eibishter meets you halfway. And then you go to sleep. And then you have a normal dream that we would expect you to have in Beis Kel. And then you wake up and you go, psh, it's Makom Kodesh here. I would have never gone to sleep. If you didn't know it was Makom Kodesh, why'd you come here to begin with? Why'd you schlep back from Chutz Laaretz? You came back here because it's such a Makom Kodesh. You don't know, how could you miss such a Makom Kodesh? The whole thing just klaps on this. One part to the next. So in the past I said an idea possibly, but I'm going to give you a different approach now. Possible approach that I used to say is that when Yaakov woke up, he says, Ein zeh ki im beis Elokim v'zeh shaar ha-shamayim. So I said a possible pshat you could say is like this. Chazal tell us that there's a beis hamikdash shel mato, there's also beis hamikdash shel mal. Right, so there's a Beis HaMikdash on the bottom and there's a Beis HaMikdash on top. And the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata is Mechuvin connected to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. So if you go straight up from the Beis HaMikdash to Shemaim, that's where the Beis HaMikdash in the heaven is. Same Beis HaMikdash. Right? And that's what gives it such a unique kedusha. Mechuvin keneged bezon shel mala. And that's why, as we've discussed in the past, when it comes to slichas, you know, you're not supposed to say slichas at night. You're supposed to say it at dafka in the morning. And forget to say at night, it's a whole shaila, because it's not a zman rotzen. But some of the mekubalim felt that as long as you say it at night, at a time we're in Eretz Yisrael, it's already after Chatzais, it's okay. Because the clock in Shemayim is the clock of Yerushalayim. So when you go up to Shemayim, you say, what time is it? They give you Jerusalem time. That's why my Rebbe has on her phone, Jerusalem time. I tried to do it on my phone too, but it's not an option. But they have Jerusalem time on the phone. Because in Shemayim, if you look at the clock in Shemayim, the clock in Shemayim is Jerusalem time. That's the clock in Yerushalayim. So the Mekubalim want to say that when we talk about Eis Rotzen, it doesn't go by where you are, it goes by where it is in Yerushalayim. Because that's what counts. Now Yaakov Avinu started going back. He started going back to Beis Kel. And Hashem made a miracle, the earth came to him. Okay. So Yaakov said, wow, unbelievable. So Yaakov appreciated the miracle. But Yaakov thought in his mind, so what's happened now is I'm getting like a half a base of Midrash. Because Shemayim didn't move, the Oretz moved. So the Oretz came to me, but the Shemayim is still where it is. So actually this base of Midrash that came to me is really only a mini. It's a mini base of Midrash. They have mini Israel, right? It's a mini base of Midrash. It's a stickle base of Midrash. It's not the real thing. So he went to sleep. But then in his sleep, he saw Yine Hashem Nitzavolo. He saw that the opening of the Shemayim, he realized that not only was the Bezen Shol, Mikdash Shol Mata here, Bezen Shol Mala, that I would have never gone to sleep. If you look at his words, Vayikatz Mishnosei Vayomar Ein Zekim Beis Elikim, not only is this a Beis Elikim down here, but Vizesh Ha'al Shemayim. I didn't realize that. How did the Shemayim is here? That I didn't realize. If I would have known that, then I would not have gone to sleep. That's one approach that we can say. That's an approach that I've said years ago. That doesn't seem to be flashing back in anybody's head, but trust me, I said it a couple years ago. But I want to tell you a different idea that I think we could bring out from this Chazal. And it will also answer the Ponoziv upon a Hadorah. And it will also answer the concept of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Yaakov to, he said, Tzadik Zeh Bola Beis Meloini, and it should be Poita Bolei Lina. We know that the Bris Keror and the Beis Halevi discusses this as well, that Yaakov Avinu was the first one of the others that went into Golos. Why was that called Golos? See, Avram also had to leave Eretz Yisrael. And Yitzchak Avinu almost left Eretz Yisrael. He started leaving Eretz Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem told him, don't leave Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu was called the first one of the others that went into Golos. The reason why he's called he went into Golos is because the Yishuv of the Jews was represented by Yitzchak Avinu, was really in Eretz Yisrael already. It was established. And he was the one going into Golos. So Yaakov represents the first concept of Golos. And that's really why Yaakov was Misak and Tfilas Arvis. Because Tfilas Arvis reflects Golos. Laila. It reflects the Musig of darkness of the Golos. And that's why Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. It's not a Choyva. Because the Gemara says in Erevin that when a person's in Golos, he can't daven. The Gemara says, well, like Shikr. Just like a person is Shikr, they can't daven, their mind is not clear. So the Gemara says in Erevin that a Yid in Golos is like a shtickle drunk. Not a happy drunk, but a drunk. And therefore the level of the tefillah is on a lower level. It's not on the same obligation. And Taka, where was Yaakov Misak and Tfilas Arvis? Mamashir, when he went into Golos. This is where he was Misak and Tfilas Arvis. So Yaakov Avinu was the first one of the Arvis that went into Golos. So I want to tell you something, a concept, which I think is what's being brought out here in the parasha. The Eibishter gave Klal Yisrael Beis HaMikdash. Right? What is the Maton of a Beis HaMikdash? So in the past, I've given many shiurim about this topic, that the Beis HaMikdash really is not a concept, conceptual thing, that there's a Beis HaMikdash, a place where the Shechina is. That's not Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is something that every Yid is mechuyev to take to himself. Right? That's the V'shachanti B'Soich. That's why Chazal make equations. The Shulchan of a person is Daimel Mizbeach. Right? So the Beis HaMikdash, really what it is, the way you have to envision it, right? It's like a model. A model. We go to the Beis HaMikdash. We're supposed to take in the atmosphere of the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why the Ribono Shel Olam took his Shechina and put it into a model of a home is to give for us a model of living with the Shechina in our homes. Now, the Eibishter doesn't need a bias. The whole concept of a bias for the Shechina is almost self-contradictory. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zayin Lo'guv V'Lo'yisigom V'Sugas HaGuv, and the Ribono Shel Olam is not mugbul to makom. And the whole concept of the Beis HaMikdash is a, and Kabbalistically speaking, the Ribono Shel Olam was mitzamtzem himself, whatever that means, right? So what was this all for? The reason why the Ribono Shel Olam made a Beis HaMikdash is so every Jew should be able to visualize in their own home Hashra'as HaShechina. So the Ribono Shel Olam gave us a model. So when we go to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a place we're supposed to take it in and take it back. We're supposed to take the Beis HaMikdash back to our homes. And again, there's Dugmois in the home to the Beis HaMikdash. There's Dugmois. The Sifra Kabbalah say that a person's bedroom where they sleep, where you would think is the Makom Chol Shabachulim, is the Kodesh Kadosh. And the outside is the Azora. The outside, the outer rooms of the home is the Azora. Now this is all, the concept is that you're supposed to bring the Shechina into your life, into your home. That's the concept. Yaakov Avinu was the first one of the Avos who went into Golos. He was the first one to leave Eretz Yisrael. So what the Eibishter wanted to do was, before he leaves, the Eibishter gave him the model of the real Beis HaMikdash that he took with him into the Golos. So this was a preparation, it was hachana for the Golos. The Beis HaMikdash was a hachana for the Golos. And the truth is, the Chazal tell us that that's the whole Yesod of the Golos. The Yesod of the Golos is that when Klal Yisrael spreads throughout the world, they bring the Shechina to Dalet Kanfei Zoretz. We bring the Shechina to all, and that's the purpose. That's why we're in Golos. When Avigdor Miller Zecher Tzadik Livrachem, when he went to Slobodka, so he used to say over that they had that one ferry that used to cross that was the Kemat never used, and that ferry was the ferry that the Yeshiva Bochum that came from America, the couple, the handful of Yeshiva Bochum that went back to Europe to learn in Slobodka, they used that ferry. And Avigdor Miller used to speak years later and say that's what it was there for the handful of Talmidim that went from America to Europe to learn, and they used that ferry. That was their job. But Chazal say the Ezra Eschem Ba'amim. The Ezra Eschem Ba'amim means spread out like Zera, but the Chazal say it's a Zriya. The Banshim planted us in the world, in the Golos, to bring the Shechina to the world, in every corner of the world, to bring Shechina. That's the Tachlis. So before the first one of the Avos went into Golos, Hashem first brought him to the highest level of Beis HaMikdash. So he should have the model, and that model he was able to bring into the Golos. And this is not completely my concept, it's really a Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim, on Daf Peches, the Gemara says that when Klal, that the Avos HaKadoshim, they're the ones that gave Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. As I state in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Avraham gave Kedusha's Harabais. Shenema Bahar Likim Yeroi. Yitzchak gave the Kedusha of the Azora, the inner, a little bit inner, the Azora. Shenema Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Pasode. And the Azora is called the Sode. And then the Gemara continues and says, V'Yakov Kedusha Sabayis Atzmai. Yaakov gave the final Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash, and it brings the Pasuk in this week's parasha. Ein Zeh Kim Beiso Lekim V'Zeh Shara Shamayim. Yaakov Avinu. So what the Eibishter basically did was, he gave Yaakov Avinu here in Beis Kel the model of the Beis HaMikdash, the highest level of living with the Shechina, and then that's what Yaakov took with him into the Golos. He took this model with him. And perhaps that's the reason when he met the first group of shepherds and he gave them Musa, they were Makabal. It's one of the strangest things. I used to give a dugma years ago. I said, you know, we don't even think about it. Yaakov came to a new city, Haran. He wasn't a young man. He was an older man, Yaakov, already, when he left Eretz Yisrael. This is 14 years later. He was an old man. He comes to Haran, and he meets the shepherds. He meets the shepherds. The shepherds are the lowest. The Roi Yitzayin, Chazal tells us, the Pasliyedis, Rishayim. So he's in Haran, which is a city of rapists, according to Chazal. Right? Where raping was normal over there, was the norm. Not crime. Wasn't even a criminal. And these are the shepherds of that city. So that's not a place you want to... during the day, you don't want to be stuck there. Yeah? So Yaakov meets a bunch of shepherds, middle of the day, and he feels they're taking too long of a lunch break. Now, if you were Yaakov, would you start giving them some musa? Thank the bunch of you, they didn't kill you. I mean, I the dugma I gave before the navigation world, where now the machine talks to you and tells you where to go, and if you got there and you didn't get there, used to be you had to get directions, and I'm only stuck in some, and you open your window, a crack like this, you see somebody in the street, wobbling on the street, and you don't know, is it safer to just keep on driving around or to ask the guy directions? I'm sure you've been in such a matzav, I've been in such a matzav, and you open your window like this, right? Excuse me, would you ever have a meeting if you see a guy a little shaky like that to open your window all the way? Say, brother, come here. Come on, put yourself together. How you? Yaakov Avinu, the first one of the Jews to call a black fellow Achai. Brother. Maybe that's where brother came from. Yaakov Avinu. Achai, may I not them? And then he starts giving them Musa. And they accept his Musa. Because you have to realize, Yaakov was a walking shechina. He just came from the Beis Hamikdash. And he was the shechina in the ghost. That was his job. When Rashi says, Kishayeshev tzadik be'ir zui ziva zui adora, and when he leaves the city, ponu ziva ponu adora, I believe, even though this pasuk is used very often by Levayas, we should know from it, to reflect on a tzadik, the greatness of a tzadik, I think it's something else, this Rashi. It's not so much saying the greatness of a tzaddik. It's saying the achrayas of a tzaddik. It's actually putting a responsibility on a tzaddik. A tzaddik has to know that when he's in the city, it's his job to enlighten the city. It's not that the city benefits. Yes, of course the city benefits. But it's an achrayas. Vayetze Yaakov, when Yaakov went into Golus, till now this is the first one of the others we learned about Golus. So Rashi tells us what's the mission in Golus. The mission in Golus is, when a tzaddik goes into Golus, is to bring Ziv and Hoid to wherever he goes. That's what Rashi's saying. And the reason why it's only found there, firstly, this is the first one of the others to go into Golus. And when Yaakov Avinu came to the Beis HaMikdash, he still thought the whole Beis HaMikdash was conceptual. He didn't think there was an actual Beis HaMikdash. He knew there was a designated place that will one day have the Shechina. Ain't a kin basal akin? It's already a base hamigdash. That I didn't know, and I'll prove to you to know it. There's a minig on Tisha B'Av, we sleep on a rock. Why do we sleep on a rock? It's Avelus. Who's the first one to sleep on a rock? Yaakov Avinu. Chazal learned it from Yaakov. It says, Vayivga Bamokum, when he came to the base hamigdash, he saw it was flat. It wasn't a mountain. He said, oh, it's a Chorban, it's not built yet. So he lied on a rock to represent that this place doesn't have the Shechina yet. That's why he went to sleep on a rock. But then the Shechina came to him. All of a sudden he saw it was vibrant. It was a vibrant Beis HaMikdash. The vibrant Beis HaMikdash that I didn't know. I wouldn't have gone to sleep. Just the opposite. I took a stone to show that it's some kind of avails. I wouldn't have gone to sleep. Came to Rabbanu Shalom, we know that there's a din of Lina. Lina is only possible once there's a bias. In a room, there's no din of Lina. When you go to the Beis HaMikdash three times a year, you're not supposed to leave until you stay overnight. The Rebbe Shlomo said, this tzaddik is the first tzaddik that came lebeis meloini. Till now, it wasn't yet a bias. It wasn't yet a home. This is when the Rabbanu Shem created the home element. The home concept was created now. Now he has to do Lina. Just like in future generations. The din was if you went to the Beis HaMikdash, if the Beis HaMikdash is standing, you have to stay overnight. That's why Tzadik Zeh Bola Beis Meloini. Yaakov wouldn't have stand overnight because Yaakov thought it wasn't yet a bias. The Rabbanu Shem put him to sleep there. And then when he woke up, he realized that this was a real, the Beis HaMikdash was alive. And that was done specifically now for Yaakov Avinu, because prior to going into Golos, that's the achrayas of a Jew to bring the Shechina into the Golos. Okay.